welcome to the Watkins Award. I mean, I'm here. This is T-Tate. And of course, always sitting by my right-hand shoulder next to my hip is none other than J. Everett Pearsall. How you doing, Mr. Pearsall?
I am doing well. Fine and dandy. Thank you for asking.
Well, you know, it is our 20th episode, and today is Monday, June the 7th, man. Time is sure flying by, man, and we're having a whole lot of fun. I know I'm having a lot of fun, and you know how to mess my day up. I was having a great day. I'm having a great day. Behind me, you can see that Watkins Award trophy. And that, you know, that is Mr. Watkins himself with his two sons, right, Pearsall?
It was actually a local football player, but it was inspired by Mr. Watkins. So okay. That is a state champion, Jordan, and that's two people, actually another individual's two sons sitting on his lap.
Okay. Well, and I'm always going to feel good, but you always got to show those Cowboys in the background. Now, you know, let's get a couple things straight, because we know this today is the Watkins Award. Our 20th episode, as I mentioned, it's, you know, Monday again. It's, you know, 6 o'clock on the East Coast and 3 o'clock on the West Coast, you know, and 6 o'clock overseas, you know, somewhere like in Asia is 6 o'clock a.m. over there. And we have listeners overseas. We have listeners overseas. I know some people that listen to us over in the Middle East. Man, this is great. But, okay, I'm looking at a jersey that you have behind you. You back in the museum, you know, and I mean, and I'm trying to, you know, get my scruples together, but, you know, clearly that must be Justin Blaylock.
Blaylock.
You know, again, you start to show off with, you know, one of your designer shirts there. I mean, Mr. Pearsall, let's just go ahead and make the announcement. The website is being redesigned. We have a beautiful lady who is redesigning. I'm going to talk about her later, but on the website, you will be able to go on the website and actually order one of those hot polo shirts that Mr. Pearsall wears every Monday. He comes on with a new polo. That's brand new, ladies and gentlemen. He doesn't come with used shirts. I mean, what are you doing with the shirts when you're not wearing them, Mr. Pearsall? Are you donating them to, you know, a worthy cause? What are you doing?
Well, you know, there's always someone in need. And when we get off the show, as you mentioned, I always get a phone call or a text message on how someone can get the shirt. And I say, hey, you know, you can wait for the website, or I can just send you the one I have after I pull it out of the cleaners.
Okay. So, you know, what I want to do for our listeners tonight, I want to do something special for them. Let's do something special. Let's get a listener to send us an email. Send us an email. Now, I've been beat up again about this email, about the Watkins Award email. The email is thewatkinsawardshow@gmail.com. But someone hit me up and said, why isn't it the Watkins Award Show at NAAA.com? So, you know what? I don't know whether to make a change or not. I mean, we live and we can talk about this right now, Mr. Pearsall. But I'm going to just hold you back for a second, because everybody knows we got to do a disclaimer. I mean, before I get started, because, man, I got some exciting stuff to talk about. And then, of course, our guests. I mean, I'm not going to hold it back. We got none other than, Nick Maddox. He's on the show, but I have to say, should I be calling him by his correct name? I mean, his elected name. I mean, you know, he is an elected official. So I guess I'll have to ask him, I should be calling him Commissioner Maddox. So we have Commissioner Maddox, County Commissioner Maddox is going to be on the show today. So you're going to see another side of these Watkins honorees. But, you know, in between all that, you know, clearly I have to do the disclaimer, because the disclaimer helps Mr. Pearsall and I and the Watkins Award. It helps our sponsors, advertisers, and of course the good people at BBS Radio. It helps them out, because we don't want to drag anybody into this stuff. You know, it gets a little crazy and helter-skelter sometimes with the things that we say. So, you know, the views and opinion of the Watkins Award are the views and opinions of Mr. Pearsall and T-Tape. I mean, it's that simple. If you're going to blame somebody, blame Mr. Pearsall or blame T-Tape. You know, it seems like I get all the hate mail in the email. I would forward it to you if they would address it to you, Mr. Pearsall, but it just seems like they always address it to me. So I take the hit. You know, I get all these nasty messages about, you know, I'm crazy, you know, this stuff isn't real, you know, and then there's some trollers out there. So I have to be mindful of that as well. But Mr. Pearsall, you know, we talk about the Watkins Award all the time. And I want, you know, one of the announcements I personally want to make is that I'm not announcing the name or the names, but I have two young men who fit the profile. Now, of course, we got our board that have the advisory board that you use to make sure that these guys actually meet the requirements, but they fit the profile. I got two young men who are basketball players, because I'm getting tired of everyone talking about this is a football award. This is a football award. And most of these guys play two and three sports. I mean, you've heard, you know, one of them even said that he was drafted out of high school as a baseball player. And we've had other guys who were drafted out of high school as a baseball player. And we've had a couple of basketball players, Mr. Pearsall. We've had a couple of basketball players, correct?
We have, absolutely.
Okay, so, I mean, those basketball players, I mean, did they know what they was getting into? I mean, this isn't a football award. It's football, basketball, and baseball. And so, I mean, I'm trying to figure out Shane Battier. And I know somebody out there in the listening audience know who Shane is. I mean, got to be somebody out there that know that he went to Duke University and he played on several NBA teams, but he was a basketball player. He didn't play football. So I'm trying to get this out of their mind. And I have a prospective baseball player. I have somebody checking on this. But I have a prospective baseball player. And this won't happen until 2022. But I go back to the website. The website is being redesigned. I will say that, you know, we have a board member who has been doing a phenomenal job with the website, Ed Ransom. You know, let's give a shout out to Ed. I wish I had a drum roll or, you know, some people to shout and scream about it. But Mr. Pearsall, I mean, you know, people will be able to go to the website and make donations and all kind of stuff that's going on. And I'm also going to announce, this is why I'm happy, Mr. Pearsall, I'm going to announce that there are several sponsors who are saying they coming on board. Now, what they want to do is they want to make a contribution to the Alliance and they want it to be used accordingly. So we got several sponsors that are coming in. So I want the listening audience to understand when we have the next Watkins Award in Washington, D.C. In March of 2022, hopefully. I mean, do you see that not happening, Mr. Bischoff?
I do not. I don't think there's a hopefully involved with that. I think that we've learned a number of lessons. We can kind of gauge when it gets a little closer what direction we want to go in. But there will be a Watkins Award group inducted into the new class of 2022. Just a matter of how they'll be inducted. But I intend to have a full-blown Watkins Award this upcoming year. Absolutely. Oh, okay. And that's nice of you to give a shout-out to Always Ready Eddie Ransom.
Always Ready. Always Ready. And I don't want other board members to be upset as well. I mean, that we're not giving them a shout-out. I mean, should we be giving out some?
We just talk about the website, man. We talk about things as they come. Okay. We don't get into that.
Okay. I just didn't want. You didn't even mention my name. And all of a sudden I'm getting a bad email, and it's from a board member.
That won't happen.
Okay. I just want to make sure everything is okay. I mean, I don't want to rattle no feathers. So
we do this for the love and the passion, baby. There's none of that.
So I want the listening audience also to know that that jersey that you have for Justin Blaylock, they can make a bid on that jersey, can't they, Mr. Pearson? Can they make a bid?
Well, Mr. Blaylock would like to personalize a jersey for those individuals. And so that jersey, fortunately, unfortunately, unless someone has an affinity toward having something that is sort of autographed and personalized to me, we could talk about it, but we can have Justin do something individually for individuals who want to become a part of supporting us in that fashion.
So, ladies and gentlemen, let's just make sure we're clear on this. If you want a jersey, if you are a Falcons fan or just a Justin Blaylock fan, Justin has an incredible story. I mean, clearly he was at the University of Texas. He won a national championship. Justin started every game at the University of Texas. I mean, he's very durable. He started off as a freshman, so he wasn't redshirted or anything. And we will have Justin to personalize a Falcons jersey for he spent his entire career with the Atlanta Falcons. So we'll have him to personalize that jersey for you. So what we'd like you to do, if you would like this jersey, by not that particular jersey, but a jersey that's personalized by Justin, he's a great young man. And I'm calling him young man. He's an old man, you know. But Justin, a great, great guy. Just a great guy. Comes from a great family. I mean, you know, his mom is certainly she listens to the show. So, you know, give a shout out to Miss Jackie. You know, I know she's listening, you know, to our show every week, try to find out what's going on with the Watkins Award. But yes, if you want a jersey personalized, we'll have Justin to do that. So let me just ask you a quick question, Mr. Pierce. So we got people who are interested and trying to figure out whether or not they have a young man in their community that could possibly qualify for the Watkins Award. So what is it that they need to do if they have a young man that they think would be an ideal candidate to be an honoree for the Watkins Award? What should they be thinking about?
Great question. Just go on our website and contact us through our website, which will give you the ability to send an email. And in that email, if you could put a little bit of something about the individual that you want to recommend, which will be forwarded to our nominating committee. And so about that individual, you would want to put their name, obviously, the high school they're from, what sport they play, You know, if you know anything about them, such as their GPA or any other high level accolades, certainly go forth and do such. But again, send that to the website, and that will be forwarded to the nominating committee for consideration.
Okay, that's great. I mean, because I want to make sure that everyone knows that certainly it's not a very hard process, but we need you to make those recommendations, like a lot of these young men who have found themselves being honored. It was a person in the community, just like Mr. Franklin D. Watkins. He was a community man. And so I know there's some other community men and women that are listening to the show. It doesn't have to be a nephew. It can be a neighbor. It doesn't have to be a neighbor. It can be a cousin. It doesn't have to be a cousin. It could be one of your students in the classroom. It can be anyone who fit the basic profile. Now, what is the basic profile that the person needs to have, Mr. Pearsall?
Again, when you talk about the fact that we went from 1,000 to 250 individuals, we're looking for the top 150 football players, the top 50 baseball players, and the top 50 basketball players. Simply that. The best athletes in the country who coincidentally end up being, just as Nick Maddox is one of our guests for today, one of the top scholars in the country.
So let me make sure that people know as well. You listening to this show, the way I was introduced to a potential sponsor was through someone who was listening to the show. We had a conversation, and I told him you need to listen to the show, and maybe that will give you a little bit more information and inspiration to refer us to a particular or a specific sponsor you think would fit the needs, not only of this organization, but of what they want in a sponsorship. So, you know, if you know of anyone or an organization you think would be a good match to sponsor the Watkins Award radio show, please don't hold back. Just send us an email or call Mr. Pearsall directly. If you go on the website, his cell phone number is there. He's wide open. I mean, wide open. You can give him a call. The other thing is, of course, we're looking for sponsors for our 2022 Watkins Award event that's going to be in Washington, D.C. More details to come, hotel and the actual dates and all that kind of stuff will be coming. I'm sure Mr. Pearsall, he's a stickler for details, so he'll have that information out sooner than you think. I mean, he gets to it. So I know he's ahead of the curve, so he'll get that info out to you. But we're always looking for sponsors. Now, Mr. Pearsall, when these young men come into the Watkins Award, do we have, or do you have any idea of what they want to be when they grow up, when they stop playing football? Do you have any? I mean, I talk to these guys, man, and do they give you any indication that I want to be, I want to be an elected official one day. I want to be a doctor, a lawyer. Do they tell you any of this stuff?
Well, you know, everyone has goals and everyone has a focus. And when you say grown up, it's always funny because now when I stand in pictures next to all of the guys, and obviously myself not being the tallest guy in the world, they're all full grown when I meet them, to be honest with you. But a lot of these guys have an idea. And as life goes and evolves, you know, things change. And so, you know, they have a focus and they have a goal in mind, each and every one of them. You know, when they're positioning themselves to go to the college of their choice, most times that goal is in mind, the major that they're looking for, the profession that they would want to embark upon, you know, at post football or basketball or baseball is something that they've incorporated in their studies. And again, those things change all the time. But there is always a notion of the direction that they're headed. Absolutely. These are goal-oriented individuals, the brightest and the best in the world.
You know, I'm so proud of what you stated. I mean, these are the best. These are very bright young men. They intellectuals. They're not just athletes. And I want people to know they're not just football players. They play other sports as well. But our next guest, I mean, like all of our guests, I mean, Nick Maddox, he's, you know, I used to drive on my way coming down from the D.C. area, coming to Georgia or going to Alabama. You know, you drive past different cities. You see the signs all the time. And it's one city I would see all the time. I mean, I've been making this drive now for, man, 35, 40 years, man. So I come and I see this sign, Kannapolis, North Carolina, you know, and you see these signs, man, and you wonder, little small town, you know, is it anything to do in this place? Stop by, you get some gas, you know, you look around, you know, look, I mean, man, let me hurry up and get out of here. Ain't nothing to do around here. You know, you look around, you think any athletes around here, any intellectuals? Yeah, just thinking. But Nick Maddox, a 1999 Watkins Award honoree, he's from Kannapolis, North Carolina. He was one of the top running backs. Let me repeat that again. One of the top running backs in the country. In the country. He ended up, and we're going to find out how and why, but he ended up going to Florida State to play football. And Nick quickly learned he had, you know, to not only be a good football player, but he had to focus, you know, on his books. He couldn't just go to Florida State and not focus on his book. But you talk about distractions his first year. I mean, because in his first year at Florida State, they won a national championship. Can you imagine leaving high school, going to college under those kind of conditions? And we say this is an education. The Watkins Award show is an education for not only the parents, but an education for the scholar athletes who are listening to this show, or the student athletes. I mean, everybody, I understand, is not focused on being a scholar. They just want to play football, be barely eligible. But we got somebody coming on the show. He wasn't just barely eligible. He was a scholar athlete. Now, he had to remain focused, you know, so he could stay in school, because, you know, he went down there to Florida State, but ultimately had the opportunity to play in the NFL for a few years. And when I saw Nick once, you know, he mentioned that he was going to go into politics. I see him again. He's in politics. So with that said, I want to, you know, welcome the county commissioner for Tallahassee in that area. I mean, Commissioner Nick Maddox, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am here.
Well, it is an honor to have you on the show. I mean, because I got people who really, you know, want to know. They want to know. I use the word because I got to answer some questions. You are from Kannapolis, North Carolina. You play high school football. You end up being one of the top athletes, running backs in the country. I mean, how do you pull this off and you are a scholar as well? How does this happen? Did you just fall and bump your head one day, or was this started when you was in middle school or elementary school?
It was a aunt who I call mom, because she was my mom, so I call her mom, that provided structure and reminded me every single day that I was a student athlete, not an athletic student. So she used to make me read an hour every day, made sure that my grades were my priority, and that football was just recreation. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, now every high school football player, every kid in elementary school, even in middle school, they know exactly how good they are because everybody's telling them how good they are. I didn't realize who Nick Maddox was as a high school football player until the USA Today showed up and took some pictures my junior year of high school. And at that point, I still didn't know that I was that guy until probably after the season was over. And I had a chance to sit down and think about the fact that I was going to be going to Hawaii to be with the likes of Anquan Boldin and Darnell Dockett and people like that. And what I realized, because I just played for the love of a game. I just loved to play the game, and I wanted to win for my teammates. That was the priority. So, you know, my aunt instilled in me that you know, football is recreational. But I went to school to be a student. So there's a reason that is termed student athlete, not athletic student.
Well, we got a break getting ready to come up, and I don't know whether or not they got something prepared to show before the break. If our engineer can throw it up real quick, because it's not long, but you know, I want people to actually see who Nick Maddox is. I mean, clearly, some people need to see. So we're going to do that after the break. I'm waiting for the music to pop up, and just want everyone to know we got Commissioner Nick Maddox on today. We're going to get into the politics of it and how it happened. But you're listening to the Watkins Award Show with Kate and J. Everett Pearsall. Today we got, you know, no other than, as we say, Commissioner Nick Maddox. We'll be right back.
Exotic Car Sharing by Kirby Road is a full-service car sharing company that has been in business for over 21 years. Based out of Palatine, Illinois, our company allows its members the ability to own fractional ownership of exotic cars at a fraction of the costs. Our share plans include reservations for weekend or weekly ride sharing. Our members get to choose from a Bentley one weekend to the McLaren 570S the next. No long paperwork, expensive maintenance, or expensive insurance requirements. Exotic Car Sharing has the fleet and capabilities to service all of our clients with quality luxury vehicles delivered at your doorstep. Register on our website at exoticcarsharing.com or call us at 888-264-3327.
We're back. This is the Watkins Award Show. You're here with T. Tate and J. Everett Pearsall, and our special guest, which we're so grateful for him to be here, is Commissioner Nick Maddox. So, Nick, you just spoke of one person in your family. I guess you just let everyone know that there are aunts out there that can be a part of raising these Watkins Award honorees. I mean, so that means every aunt that's out there, you just heard it. Now the pressure is on you. You're going to have to start getting involved in your nephew's life to get him to be an honoree. So, you know, now that you let the cat out the bag with your aunt, who was that other person in high school that also influenced you and didn't let you off the hook?
I would say my high school football coach, Bruce Hard. Well, actually, all my coaches, man. It was Bruce Hard, my running back coach, Ricky Holt, and then Coach Cook. That was my other running back coach my last 2 years. They really pushed me to be the best I could be on the field and off the field. I remember distinctly one game I touched the ball like 4 or 5 times and had 3 or 4 touchdowns, and I felt pretty good about the game. And after the game was over, Coach Harden let me have it in the locker room, said I wasn't giving my best, I wasn't pushing myself, and it brought me to tears. I'm like, look, man, I just killed the game. Like, what do you mean? But he saw something more. He saw something deeper. And that started a trend. That, hey, man, you can't work to the level of your competition. You got to work to your best level as an individual. It's because it's not about what they do. It's about how well you do what you do. So those coaches really, really pushed me to be a good athlete, but also to carry it off the field as well. I mean, they were always put me in positions where I was in front of the camera, having to speak to the team, or you know, just speaking to churches, or in front of at our banquets and stuff like that. I mean, every opportunity they had to help me grow as a young man, they took it for me.
Well, you know, with that said, so you're a popular young man in high school, and with popularity falls mischief. Or follows mischief, follows that popularity. What did you do to deal with that peer pressure in high school to stay focused, not only on what you needed to do on the football field, but in the classroom?
I realized, well, my mom told me earlier on in my life that I was going to be a role model for young children to come behind me. And she said, it's a big responsibility that you have because you can carry a football. And it was after one of her friends told her that they were so impressed with me because they saw me at a JV football game while all the other players were acting up and doing all kind of crazy stuff. I was just there watching the game and really just, you know, being a little older, acting a little older than my peers. And in that moment, you know, I wasn't perfect. I wasn't perfect as a child, but I knew that there were people watching and that I had to be accountable for my actions, and I needed to be a role model for those young kids that were watching.
Well, that's awesome. So, you know, before I let you over to Mr. Pearsall, you know, you certainly were one of the top running back, if not, I mean, the top running back in the country. In 1999. So now you being bombarded by everyone. I mean, clearly you could have gone to any school in North Carolina, just across the border. You could have went to any school and going southbound to South Carolina, northbound Virginia. How do you end up in Tallahassee, Florida at Florida State?
Coach Bobby Bowden, was reminded me so much of my high school coach that it made me want to play for him. You know, he was a grandpa on the field, but he was also a man with principle and a man who cared about his players. And so, and then the team environment, the guys that were at Florida State at the time, they were winning. I wanted to win. You know, I've won a championship at every level of football I played, except for the professional level. I'm talking about elementary school, middle school, high school, and college. I've won a championship at every level. So winning is very important to me. It was very important as an athlete to me. So, you know, I could have gone to Carolina, started immediately. I could have gone to NC State, did the same, Virginia, anywhere else in the country I could have gone. But there were only two teams in the country in 1999 that I could have gone to and played in the national championship. That was Florida State and Virginia Tech, and I chose Florida State.
Well, you get that. I mean, you coming from Kannapolis, you go down to Tallahassee. That had to be, you know, which I ask all the guys, that had to be quite an experience leaving North Carolina and going down to Florida and being at Florida State, which is a major, major powerhouse. in sports, let alone in football, you get there. I mean, what is it like to be at Florida State? I'm through after this one here, but what is it like as a freshman? And Florida State is on a run. I mean, first of all, you're part of what I found out, one of the top 10 recruiting classes ever at Florida State. And you get there in your freshman year, you're making a run for the national championship. And I just want the audience to know, yes, you won the national championship. You didn't have to wait a couple of years. You won the national championship as a freshman.
Yeah, it was overwhelming, man. I mean, it's Florida State. It's big time. It's everything you think of. Deion Sanders, Derrick Brooks, Ort Dunn, you know, Charlie Ward. You're a celebrity as soon as you step on campus. It's one of those things where I remember my telling me, you know, when you go to school now, I expect you to go to class every day. I'm thinking to myself, why wouldn't I go to class every day? Like, I mean, it's just school. Like, don't I go to class every day now? But then when you get on that campus – and you know that you had to be responsible for yourself in going to class. It becomes a different thing, especially when you're a student athlete. You're having to negotiate, get through the challenges of being a student athlete on a campus where the football players are stars. It could be a little overwhelming at times, but I got through that freshman year just fine, man, just fine. Won a national championship, I had an opportunity to play with some of the best players that ever played a football game.
Well, with you being able to pull that off, I just stop with saying I will not be surprised one day that you're going to be a senator coming from the great state of North Carolina for the great state of Florida. I'm thinking, you know, hometown, but the great state of Florida, you will be a senator one day. And who knows? Maybe your name will be in the bucket as, you know, one of our next presidents of the United States. Mr. Pearsall, our future president is all yours now.
Nicholas Maddox, a.k.a. Mr. Maddox, a.k.a. Kannapolis legend, a.k.a. Mr. North Carolina football, a.k.a. you can't catch me, you can't even touch me, a.k.a. Tricky Nick, a.k.a. Slick Nick, a.k.a. Quick Nick, and now Politic Nick. Welcome to the show, brother.
What's up, my man? Well, we go back a long time, boy. You know, one thing I've missed to say, man. Everett Pearsall has been in my life since I became a Watkins contestant, man. He's been there for all of the great moments in life, from you know, some of the biggest football games to my wedding to me crossing Omega Psi Phi. You've been there every step of the way, brother. I appreciate that, man. You're not just somebody I ran across in life, man. Your family. I love you, man. I appreciate you.
I love you too, man, and I will always be there for you. I remember, and boy, it's like yesterday, even though it's some time ago, when I first drove to Kannapolis to get the opportunity to see you play in high school. Now, I remember flying into Charlotte, getting my rental car, and I'm straight to the game on Friday. And I'm driving through this little town, which is now robust with businesses, but I was going through the back roads. And the first thing I noticed is that all these kids and adults had a T-shirt on that looked the same. And so as I kind of weaved my way around through traffic and got to my parking spot and we got to the game, I come to find out that this shirt is a Nick Maddox shirt. A Nick Maddox shirt. Now, you're talking about an individual in high school and an entire town coming to the game with a player on the shirt, a Nick Maddox T-shirt. I'd never seen anything like it before
I'm
in my life.
On the show.
And now we're talking about the fact that you said, is he the number one running back coming up? Without a doubt, the number one running back coming out, the best in his class. And so when you're on the Mount Rushmore, as you were and are still, and you took a look at all the things that could be coming against you to try to kind of spill your focus and kind of steer you in different directions, when you're on that level, what keeps you focused on being the best person possible and the best student possible at that stage in your life? For our listeners,
you know, it's a mindset, man. You know, but you got to have it early. You know, when you're exposed to being a leader at that level, you got to have a mindset earlier that that's that's the responsibility that you take on. I, like I said, Ma instilled that in me earlier. Act like you've been there before. You know, be the example that you want to see in everybody else. Lead, don't follow. Just because everybody else doing going left don't mean you got to go left. Matter of fact, won't you go right just because they're going left? I mean, that those are, I mean, it's got to be ingrained into you. You got to be raised to be it. Now, your abilities as an athlete may come natural. You know, that may come natural, but being a leader, being a star, being someone that people can look up to and kids can want to be like, being someone that can have their own holiday in their hometown, that takes raising. You have to be raised to do that.
And again, when we look at our community, it really is those who choose to step up and be that person in an individual's life. And so I will always look at her as your mother because I know the sacrifices, as you do now, of being a parent and all the things that you have to give of yourself to make sure that that individual is reared in the right way. If you could think of That's one right. thing that you had to overcome as an obstacle, what would that one thing be in high school? If you had to just think of one big thing that you had to make a decision, do I veer right or left or what have you, what would you think of one biggest obstacle you had to overcome, Nick?
Loneliness. You know, Deion Sanders, I was watching an interview, he said it one time. He said, I'd be in a room full of people and still feel alone. I would be in a bed full of women and feel like I was there by myself. That the loneliness that you feel especially as a young high school athlete it can take you to places that in your mind that you don't ever want to be, because nobody really understands that sometimes you don't feel like smiling. You know, sometimes you don't want to sign an autograph. Sometimes you just want to be to yourself. And that's You would think that just happens once you get to the professional level, or you would think that just happens once you get to the collegiate level and you're a star, but it doesn't. It happens the minute that you pick up a football, run that first touchdown, and become something special to everybody. That's when it happens. That's exactly when it happens. So it happened for me early, and I feel for those guys that are stars because it happens to them early too. But you got to get used to that loneliness. You got to get used to being able to push past that and be the star that you are.
When you talked earlier about the fact that, you know, one of the biggest reasons you decided to go to Florida State was because of Bobby Bowden, you know, I had a lot of those conversations as well with Myron, and the fact that Bobby or Coach Bowden was able to make sure that he could do all of his labs and pursue his ultimate goal, which is to be a doctor. And so leaving Kannapolis, uprooting, and at the behest of all the folks that you knew in North Carolina, for the most part, going down to Florida State, with which you had to build a new base. What I want some of our people to hear is, how did you sort of build the people around you so that they were of like mind to help you to continue to move forward to be the best student athlete and young man you possibly could be? How did you build your sort of base of people and the people around you to help you to continue to move forward positively?
Well, you watch the people that are around you and you see who's doing what, and the people who are doing the things that you want to do are the people that you hang around. You think about, you know, like an Anquan Bolden, he hung around the Peter Warwicks and the stars on the team that were doing the right things. So you find those people that align with your values and the things that you're trying to do, and you guys just hang together. You know, Alonzo Jackson was a second round pick to the Pittsburgh Steelers, was one of my best friends in college. And we encouraged each other, my frat brother too, and my line brother. We encouraged each other and we pushed each other. And that's not just on the field, but off the field. So, you know, the crowd, if you want to know what somebody is about, look at the crowd they hang around. If you want to know really how they operate, watch the people that hang around, how they operate. You'll get a good indication of who you're dealing with.
I've said that many times over, but obviously hearing that from a legend like yourself really is going to be heard in a different way, because your experiences and, again, all of the external influences that could turn you negative are the things that we're trying to help people to be able to continue to fight forward and help them to understand that you had to fight through them as well. You know, Nick, you know, through the years and the ups and downs and the victories and the trials and tribulations, I always ask the questions of every one of the individuals that come on the show, because it's important for other people to be able to understand it and hear it. What has the Watkins Award meant to you from the time we had an opportunity to meet when you're in high school, through college, now into your professional career? What has the Watkins Award meant to you?
It's meant family. You know, I was the Bobby Dodd Award, every the Gatorade Circle of Champions, every big time award in high school you could possibly be up for, I was up for and won. The Watkins Award has been the only one that has followed me throughout my career, not only on the field, but even after I stopped playing, the Watkins Award was there. Remember, I told you, all of my highlights, all the highlights of my life, not just my athletic life, but my life, the Watkins Award has been there. I don't know that there's another award, another group of awards where the family runs as deep. Maybe the Heisman Trophy, maybe. But the Watkins Award is not just an award that you receive and, you know, you never hear from those people again, or your name is in the books. No, it becomes something that follows you for a lifetime. It becomes something that becomes a part of who you are and the family that you're a part of.
Thank you. Thank you so much for articulating that as well as no one else could. Nick, tell us a little bit about some of the things that you're doing now. I think we've touched on it. Obviously, we all know you're in politics, but you're doing so much more for the community there in Florida and giving back. And you're involved with a number of organizations that are continuing to enhance the lives of youth as well as individuals throughout Florida, not just in your professional endeavors, which you can talk about, but also even just around the community and all the other activities that you're doing out well, outside of the fact that we know you're a full-time parent.
Right. So, you know, my best job, my favorite job is being a husband and full-time parent to my children. But other than that, man, county commissioner working to improve the lives of kids who grew up just like me. That's my goal each and every day, to change a life in a way that somebody changed mine. Also CEO of the Boys and Girls Club of the Big Bend, organization, Boys and Girls Club, that covers a 13 county area. Geographic area here in the Big Bend area. I'm also a member of Omega Psi Phi. I'm a Mason. I'm also a part of the Blitnikoff Award and regularly go to their meetings as well. So there's a lot going on in my life right now. But like I said, man, the most important thing and the thing that I love most is being a husband to my wife and a parent to my three beautiful children.
Did everyone hear all of that? Did you hear all of that? You know, did you get tired listening to all the positive things that Nick is involved with and dedicated to with a passion? Nick, and my final thing I'd like to ask is if there's one message that you'd like to leave for those who are listening that potentially can kind of say that, you know, I can understand part of the path that you've had to go through. But again, they may have a different path, but some words of inspiration. What would be those words of inspiration that you would leave to youth at this point? Just a sentence or two.
Remember that your response to what happens to you is what matters the most. It's called responsibility, but it's your ability to respond is what it's all about. So whether it be good or bad, to have a stoic view and a view of calmness in everything that you do, never too high, never too low, but understanding what you're doing is so important in life. And that's something that will not only carry you through athletics from play to play and game to game, that'll carry you through life. Because oftentimes people do things that you think that they may wrong you. They may do something that you want to respond in a way that wrongs the person who wronged you. But the thing you have to understand or you have to think about is the choice that you make in that moment will shape the rest of your life. Whether it be a good choice or a bad choice, it'll shape the rest of your life. And is that action that someone took towards you worth the response that you're about to give? So it's a simple concept, but I've gotten it wrong time and time again. And now as a middle-aged man, I'm starting to get it right and understanding that every action, every stimulus has a response. That's your action that you get to choose each and every time.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Now, I know that those will encourage and or make people think about what Nick Maddox said and be able to incorporate that into their lives and be better for it. You know I love you, man. Thanks for joining the show, and I'm going to turn it back over to Coach Tate.
Appreciate you, brother.
For sure.
Hey, I just want to say, Commissioner Maddox, it has indeed been a pleasure. You know, now when I drive down 85 and I see Kannapolis, you know, I think of you. But boy, when I go through Tallahassee, man, I know you the man down there in Tallahassee. And those individuals down in Tallahassee, of course, your constituents should be proud. I mean, there's no doubt for the things that you have talked about today, your commitment to your family, to, you know, no doubt to your wife, your kids. Man, it is no doubt that they have truly a scholar and a gentleman down there in Tallahassee, Florida. So thank you for everything that you do, not only for what you stand for with the Watkins Award and holding up everything that we embody, but also what you are doing for the great state of Florida and for the city of Tallahassee, because I know that there's some big things, some big, big things that are planned for your future.
One of the things One of the things I did fail to ask is, can you give our listening audience all of your social media?
Oh, well, so here's the thing. Another thing for you young kids out there, I'm actually on a social media break. Every now and then, when I feel like I'm unfocused, or if I feel like I need to go through a time of reflection, I get rid of all of my social media and I spend the time I would spend on social media reading and contemplating, meditating and thinking. So there is no social media these days, brother.
Okay. You know, I'm not on it just because I haven't gotten hooked on it. But as you said, perhaps if I had been on it, I would have been hooked on it a little bit more. But I know that people, as a public servant, people can reach out to you, get in contact with you, continue to be inspired.
So my website, if they go to www.leoncountyfl.gov, they'll be able to find the Leon County website. And also www.bgcbb.org, they'll be able to find the Boys and Girls Club website. You can find me. You can contact me there either way.
That's great. That's great. Thank you so much.
Well, hey, man, again, I'm proud of you, Nick. You keep it up. And I can't even call – I don't even like calling you Nick no more. I got to call you Commissioner Maddox. That's – I'm just going to speak it into existence. Senator Maddox. Senator Maddox.
That's my Hall of Fame right there. Boy, if I get down, that's my Hall of Fame. Well, I'll be president. Let me be senator.
We got something for that FSU Nation to reminisce about before we get out of here. We thank everyone for listening to us today. We had our special guest, Commissioner Nick Maddox from down in Tallahassee, Florida, Florida State, and of course a legend in Kannapolis, North Carolina, you know, here with T. Tate and J. Everett Pearsall. So let's see if they can cue this thing up and put it on out there so our listeners and certainly our viewers can get a chance to see what's going on. Who is this Nick Maddox you're talking about? Who is this guy?
At the 30. Miami looks like they're going to bring the house. They do. And it's Maddox running right by the blitz outside, inside the 20. Maddox, touchdown. Perfect play with what Miami had coming forward. And Nick Maddox has great speed. Florida State's an extra point away from tying it up.
Florida State caught Miami in a blitz. They don't blitz very often.
Robert Morgan got a great block to wide receiver that helped spring him.
I'm running it all over again in my head. It was a 56 power. cut back to the left. Touchdown against Florida State.
Well, hey. There's the music. Hey, everybody, you here with T. Tate, J. Everett Pearsall, and Commissioner Nick Maddox on the Watkins Award Show. Thank you again for being with us. And certainly we honor and certainly had an awesome time with Commissioner Maddox, and as he said, he's taking a cleansing from social media. But you can always go down in Tallahassee, Florida, and go up on the website for the city, and you can see what's going on in Commissioner Maddox's life. So thank you again for being with us, J. Everett Pearsall. We are out of here.
Thank you, Nick.
Thank you.
All our listeners, thank you. See you next Monday.
Thanks, Nick. Thanks. Next Monday, we out of here. All you gotta do is put your mind to it.